Wednesday, April 5th, everybody was highly pleased with the Wisconsin primary results, with especially Muskie. McGovern winning by such a wide margin, which thoroughly screws up the Democrats one more time. The president wanted to be sure that we get people to follow up on the line that Kennedy is now the obvious Democratic candidate. On the other hand, he wants to be sure we get everyone in our crew and the political campaign crew to quit speculation on any other political ideas or outcome. He feels that McGovern and Wallace are both operating with cutting edges. The other candidates don't have them. Hubert cuts both ways. Muskie, not at all. And that's the reason for McGovern and Wallace doing so well at this point. He feels there should be a big effort now to smoke Teddy out and to move that line with all of our resources. And then he liked my idea of waiting a few days and then having Connally give Teddy Secret Service protection on the basis of the general agreement that he's going to be the candidate. We went around a couple more times on the drug speech with the domestic council crew, feeling the president must go on television with it. So I talked to him about that, and he agreed to do it on television. If they write a new speech and hold off until after his next press conference, he still likes the hotline idea, which the others don't want him to do anything about except to refer to it. He feels, though, that if he goes on television, he needs to announce a new program on drug abuse or something that has some importance to justify the use of TV. We got into more discussion on the convention plans. The president now wants a daily report on the plan to move the convention. He's concerned that we won't get the groundwork laid on the basic problem, that we should make the point that a crisis is developing on the question of whether the convention hall will be ready. And he's afraid the wheels are starting to turn on the change and we'll get the wrong story out for the wrong reason, that we've got an ideal opportunity now while Vietnam's the big news to get this thing out. The president called a meeting of Tricia, Julie, David, and Ed together with Dave Parker and me to discuss their scheduling. It was a little awkward and didn't really cover much except their problems on getting the right kind of stuff from our speechwriters in terms of anecdotes, stories, examples, etc. The president expounded some of his theories on what they ought to be covering, but really didn't accomplish much of anything. President Rogers called me saying he wanted to see the president, that he had nothing important, a few things he could cover, but he thinks he should see him for appearance's sake, so that it looks like everybody's steadfast on the Vietnam move and all. He then said he is troubled some, first that if the South Vietnamese don't show the will to fight, and that we've got to be sure that there's no stories on this. Secondly, that we not lose a lot of American pilots and thus get more POWs. Fairly obvious negatives that hardly seems necessary for him to enumerate. He said he had canceled his press conference for this week, but if things turn for the better over there, he'll reschedule it. Truly brave soul. Kissinger sat in the meeting, which lasted for an hour. The president called me in for the last half hour, and we talked some about the environmental conference in Sweden, the idea of Rogers going there and making a big fanfare, and also pushing Farland to be ambassador to Iran, try and get that settled before the president goes. I guess he's made up his mind to go to Florida for the weekend, although he still goes back and forth a little bit, but Henry's pushing him fairly hard on it, so I think we'll go from Philadelphia tomorrow, end of April 5th.